would like to introduce our first speaker,
who is Luke from South Potomac area.
I'm Luke, I'm at it. Thank God for Narcotics Anonymous. And I am overwhelmed. This room is too small. There's too many of y'all in here. And I was not nervous until I started to eat dinner just a few minutes ago. All day long, I've been in great spirit. I've been cutting up. All of a sudden, wasn't nothing funny. My spirit then got calm and quiet. I'm a little bit nervous, and it's okay. Before I can do anything, I have to thank the God of my understanding. I'm talking about the great God who brought me down the highway here safely. I am so glad to be here. I'm talking about the great God who got me out of a dilemma that there was no known cure to. It's nothing that I could have done on my own, or I would have done it a long time ago. I would not be here today if not for that great God, not just the God of my understanding. I'm talking about the God. Thank the committee. And I'm telling y'all, they are doing a great job. I have heard some great things today. I've been on the edge of my seat. I've cried today. I fell asleep. It's been a smorgasbord. And I got to tell you, I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you for putting this on one more time. Now, I'm a big hand addict out of Washington, D.C. I use dope in every part of my body when I'm using. When I started out, I was the best dope shooter in all of D.C. I could actually drive my car. I could draw up. I could flip the needle in there and catch it in a bank. At the end, I find myself on the back of a bus with a towel over my shoulder, trying to get a hit where ain't nothing to be hit. I shoot dope in the little blue veins in the bottom of my feet. When I come to Narcotics Anonymous, I had injured myself. I was hurt. I shoot dope in the palms of my hands. So the palms of my hands was black when I got here. The bottom of my feet were black. I wore boots that I couldn't tie up because my feet hurt when I came. The relief that I have in the 16 years that I've been here is greater than the relief of just not being in that kind of pain. I've gotten so much more than a relief from that pain. And one of the problems with Luke is that I already know that I'm not going to have the words to tell you everything I want you to know about how great this program is. I got to tell y'all this. I got a sponsor who got a sponsor. And so I know that no matter what I say up here, I can mess this whole thing up. I can share this in such a way that you don't get it. I can share this in such a way that you don't get it over there. I can share this in such a way that I don't even understand what I'm talking about. But my sponsor, who's cleaned up my messes for 16 years, is sharing after me. So that leaves me free to wail. So we're going to be wailing. And I got to tell y'all this. I'm a 35-year dope fiend. I didn't just start one day and finish the next day. I shot dope for 35 years. I'm telling y'all, I'm the biggest dope fiend that I knew of. And I was real good at it. I knew when to go to treatment. I've been to treatment, and I've been rehabilitated 17 times. Yeah. Never got home clean. Never made it home clean. I've been baptized by professional baptizers. I've been healed 2 times by professional healers, and they told me, you are healed. And I believed them till I got outside. I've been hypnotized. I stopped smoking when cigarettes. So shot dope soon as I left there. I've been acupunctured. They stuck needles in both ears, long needles, and I looked like a porcupine. And believe it or not, it worked as long as I left the needles. Now, I don't know about nobody else, but on my worst day, I'm talking about anybody in here know about being dope sick. I'm talking about being dope sick where everything on me hurt. My stomach hurt, my legs aching, everything on me hurt. And I was watching TV because I ain't had no money. And Billy Graham came on the TV, he said, come over here and touch this TV. He said, touch this TV. Everything gonna be all right. And so wasn't nobody in there but me, so I touched the TV. And I'm not joking with you, I'm telling you, as long as my hand was on the TV. In fact, when I touched the TV, something went through me slowly, and it came back like a pulsing. And I thought maybe I'm never going to use again. But the phone rang. He wasn't even looking for a half party. He had all of it. The devil be busy. Lord, he be busy. The last day of my life, I'm talking about, I don't know if anybody knows, the absolute, I'm going to die. This is it. This is the absolute last day of my life, and I'm sure of that. It was the absolute last day I was going to be able to do this. And on that day, I fell down on my knees. I don't even know if I believed in God at the time. I'm almost sure I didn't. I didn't go down on my knees by myself. I stepped on something and I fell. But while I was down there, and I'm telling you, I don't know where the words came from. They were not my words. I've never used those words before. I've never used those words since. But the exact words was, God, take this taste out of my mouth. And it went through me, just like when I touched the TV. It went through me like being electrocuted softly. And it came back like a pulsing. And I don't know if anybody know, but when I'm shooting dope, when I'm sick, when I ain't got no more dope, one of my biggest fears is I ain't gonna be able to sleep. I slept like a baby. I slept a cleansing sleep. I slept that sleep, the sleep of the dead. And when I woke up the next morning, I was just different. But I've been different before. I told you I touched the TV. This time, what was different was I called somebody. He said, happened to me too. Sound like you had a spiritual awakening. Only problem is they don't last. He said, meet me. And I met him. We went to a meeting. He never came upstairs. He said, go ahead up, I'm coming. I went on up. Never saw him again. But I met people that day in that room that I remember from the alley. Some of them I remember being in the woods. I be in the woods when I shoot up. I hang in the woods. I be the only person in the woods in a suit. Because God been so good to me that even in my addiction, I managed to keep a job. Now, why I keep a job? I keep a job because they had dope on my job. Yeah. I go to work every single day because they got dope on my job. And I made a lot of money on my job. Little did they know, they could have paid me with two billies and a cane, but I never paid. So I came into Narcotics Anonymous, and I was 49 years old. I was the oldest newcomer that I ever imagined being. And you know how old newcomers is. I already know so much. You ain't going to be able to tell me a lot. I ain't taking no suggestions. I ain't taking no direction. I got a car. I got a job. I got a pager. It's going to be hard to tell me anything. But I was so beat. I was so beat that I was willing to listen to people that I felt like only thing they knew better than I did was how not to use. This topic, I ain't going to never use again, even if I want to. Sometimes I want to today. I had a dream night before last. It was a dope dream. I don't know about y'all. I don't have that many of them these days. But this dope dream was one of them good ones. Well, I was in the room. I was in the room with them, and we all had our shirts off. It was hot. It was hot in there. We were sweating. We had our shirts off, and they were cooking up. And just before they passed me the hype, I woke up. Y'all know how hard I tried to get back to sleep. Even if I wanted to. Could not finish that job. I went back, could not get back to where I was in the room. Look, I don't know about y'all, but how many of y'all seen Barack Obama, black president, United States? How many of y'all seen coming gay marriages legalized? Not saying I'm for it, not saying I'm against it. Just didn't see it coming. How many of y'all seen legalization of marijuana in the United States of America? Just didn't see it coming. How many of y'all believe that if they would legalize marijuana, they would legalize the drug of your choice in your city? And the deal is, you don't have to use it even if it's free, even if it's legal. Good. Whiskey been illegal brief for a long time. Legal. You ain't got to use that. And whatever coming to your neighborhood, there's something coming. They done found profit in. They say the tax is off the hook for this. So it's coming. And you ain't got to use it even if you want to, even if it's legal, even if it's cheap. Because I understand now they got $4 hits. Yeah. They got $4 hits. I heard it on the news. And they OD'ing on $4 hits. So they passing out this stuff that they can hit you twice and bring you back because everybody is OD'ing. Man, so I don't need to go back out there. I better keep it in my dreams because I ain't shot no dope in 16 years and I ain't sure what happened to me in my dreams. I'm coming up on another anniversary. I'll be celebrating 16 years on the 26th of April, and the best home group in the world, the Spiritually Speaking group. We meet on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. And let me tell y'all something about my group. You know, they got women's rap because women got stuff that they need to talk about. They got men's rap because men got stuff we need to talk about. They got gay rap. Because gays got stuff they need to talk about. We got Spiritually Speaking because we got stuff we need to talk about, and we need to control the language that we use, because I'm not going to be willing to listen to anything. And I've reached a point in my recovery where I am rather offended by offensive language. So I had some options, was to roll out, and I considered it. But suddenly God shows me a group, and they are not joking. It ain't just me. Well, they just don't allow profanity. Now, most of the time I travel and meetings I go to, I carry a 7-year-old with me because I don't leave her with anybody else. And I know I ain't the only one who need a meeting and got a baby, got a child. And I need to be able to take that child in a meeting and feel like what they hear won't be so offensive to their ear that they got 1,000 questions to me about who I'm associating with. I got a 7-year-old who's very intelligent, and when I get home, I got a lot of questions about why they say that. What do you mean by mother, father? So God has continued to provide what I need to keep me right where I am in Narcotics Anonymous. The 12 steps of this program have done everything I needed them to do to bring me to a place in my life where I could look back at everything that I've done and say, well done, Luke, what you gonna do next? And believe it or not, there is a next. When I've done all 12 of these steps, when I feel like I've done all that I can do, is a keep coming back program. So I had to keep coming back after I got the white key tag. After I had a whole ring of key tags and made me a key tag belt. I thought I was a superstar, but I had to keep coming back. I had to keep coming back when I started getting girlfriends. And I had too many girlfriends. And y'all started talking about me outside the meeting. And I knew y'all was talking about me because every time I come outside the meeting, everybody got quiet. So I knew. I knew they were talking about me. But I had to keep coming. I had to keep coming back when my girlfriend got another boyfriend and they were sitting on the front row of the same meeting that I chaired. I had to keep coming back when my girlfriend got a girlfriend. I didn't understand it, but I had to keep coming to meetings in here. I had to keep coming back when I celebrated that year and I thought this is all I needed. I got a whole year clean. I had to keep coming back. This is a keep coming program. Every time I think I've done everything that I need to do, every time I think I'm safe, I'm not under the lash anymore. I can roll out and go to church and I can do all of the things I haven't done here, there, because believe it or not, I'm trying to reach a spiritual level of maturity that I sometimes think I'm not going to get it. Somebody told me ain't no spiritual giants, why I beg to differ. I have met spiritual giants right here. I've met spiritual giants outside of here. But if I want what they had to offer, I may have to go where they are in abundance. And so I go to church. I ain't just religious. I'm very religious. Mm-hmm. I'm very religious. And my father, who was a preacher, had too many wives. He believed in getting married, didn't believe in divorce. Yeah. So he was married to my mom and other people's moms at the same time. So I come to Narcotics Anonymous down on religion, down on church folk, never thinking that I would reach a point where I was okay to go over there, sit down with them, talk to them, sing with them, pray with them, let them pray for me. Never thought I would reach a point where I was okay with all that. Never thought that I would seek my spiritual maturity through church people because I seen what my dad did. And I gotta tell you that there are great people, not just here, but outside here. All of this recovery that I've gotten here in Narcotics Anonymous, I need to be able to take it outside of here. My greatest growth is yet to come. All of the things that I've done and all the things I'm going to do that I haven't accomplished yet are going to be done outside of here. So I thank y'all. I think I'm about finished. Am I finished? How much time I got left? Because I want to say one more thing. Oh, I got 10 more minutes. Oh, well, we going to be wailing now. Because I needed to get that done. I needed to make sure that I gave him some substance. So y'all laughing. He likes that. He's real funny. I'm just kind of funny. But this is one more thing I wanted y'all wanted to say. You know, when I came here, I was married. I had been married for a long time. She was my chief enabler. I would live in the alley. I would be satisfied to live in a car. But I had a home in the suburbs, daughter and a son, white picket fence. Anytime I didn't have cop money, she would give it to me. And she could use on the weekends. She didn't use on Monday, Tuesday. She could use on the weekend. And she never understood why I can't just use on the weekend. I just never could. She never understood it. So she was always willing to provide Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for me. And sometimes I would give her my paycheck, and I say, I gotta quit this dope shit. Don't give me this money back. No matter what I say. Don't give me this money back. 2 hours later, I say, baby, you know, I forgot something. When I gave you the money, I have to make one stop because we need bread, bacon, so just give me back $10. I'll take it. You said I'm giving you this money back. I'll take seven. No, you said, B, if you don't give me my money. Not just you, but these kids. No, everybody, you're going to get my money. And she went for this payday after payday. Yeah, I never did either that or I got robbed at the liquor store cashing my check. I got robbed every other month. Yeah. Same people did. And so, 2 years into my recovery, one day I came home and I packed up everything. I didn't know where I was going, and it was like an out-of-body experience. All of a sudden, my clothes were all in the trunk. I had a Mercedes. I bought her one. But my clothes were in the trunk, and I had nowhere to go. But something told me, you're not going to be able to stay clean here with her. Love her dearly. But she is not going to be the one that you can run the rest of your life and stay clean with. So I rolled out. I called a friend. He said, well, come on, I ain't doing nothing. He was in recovery. So I moved over there. And I've been divorced. I divorced shortly thereafter. And I couldn't explain it at the time. I was new. I didn't know why I had done that. I wasn't absolutely sure. I just knew she was a threat to me being able to stay clean. And of course, when I asked you all said, no, you don't need your wife. If you're cheating, just cheat on her. You know, if you need something else, you know, just hang in there. You know, don't make no major. Y'all gave me all kind of advice. But I rolled out. And like I said, I came in here and all of a sudden I was 165 pounds and my skin wasn't flaking off and my eyes wasn't bloodshot red. Some of y'all thought I looked good. Yeah. So I started getting girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And I had some terrible girlfriends. Some of them, they couldn't trust me. I couldn't trust them. We all knew, you know. If anybody was cheating, they wasn't going to be the only one. We was all going to be cheating. And I learned a lot through that. I really did. I kind of learned, and I didn't know it for sure, but I was always looking for Miss Wright. I was always looking for Miss Wright. I just didn't know how to go about looking. I believe if you want to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs. So I just broke a bunch of eggs and see what was inside. And so I became a topic of conversation. But I always knew what I was looking for. And 9 months ago, I got married to the girl of my dreams. Okay. Thank you. And she been clean for 10 years. She did a workshop this morning. I was so proud that I cried. You know, yeah. I don't remember what she was talking about, but I was crying. Because I love her, man. And, you know, I've reached a place where I've done so much in my time here in recovery that I reached a place that I find a person that I've watched them. I've seen their journey. I know their journey is similar to mine. I know they love being clean as much as I love being clean. You think we don't meet in here, greet in here, find love in here? Believe me, I know more successful married couples in here than you would think. I know everybody ain't gonna make it, but I got a good chance of finding in here somebody just like me. Mm-hmm. Because the thing with you all is you will tell me about you. We share, and if you listen, a person will tell you exactly who they are. They'll tell you exactly who they are. And if you can deal, make a deal. So I love this program, man. I really do. God has been so good to me. I got a sense of humor. I laugh about everything. It's hard to get me down because I ain't seen too much that wasn't funny to me. Man, this is the best life that I ever dreamed of having. On my days in the alley when it was blazing hot and the stick-up boys be chasing me. Because, you know, I take people's stuff when I'm using it. And I can't fight. And I've seen what they do to people who run off with their stuff. You know, they had nicknames like Hard Rock. Sluggo. Brick. My nickname was Bird. Because I was so black. But I would run off with their stuff. And then I go to treatment because I'm so crazy that I'll run off with your stuff and come back around here to come. So after I run off with your stuff, I go to treatment. That's why I've been rehabilitated 17 times. Man, so that's enough out of me, man. This guy right here, man, I'm telling y'all, if you new in here, let me see the hands, how many people new in here? Okay. Welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. And if you don't have a sponsor, you're probably being sponsored by the disease of addiction. And it is tricky. It won't be long before it tells you something that you don't need to hear. So get yourself a sponsor who got a sponsor. Establish yourself a network of folk that you can talk to and trust. And if you hear what you told them again, that's okay. Because everybody that talk about you ain't necessarily talking about you to hurt you. See, I got a sponsor who got 2 years more clean than I do. And when I run something up under my sponsor when I was new, he would say, let me get back to you. But when he got back to me, he would use words like the wherewithal, therefore, and I know who talks like that. But his father got 2 years more than him. And so I know you heard of that. You get somebody that got 5 years more than that. You get somebody that's working a solid program in Narcotics Anonymous. Get somebody who will go the extra length to help you, even if they have to go to their sponsor to get the information that they don't have. Get somebody that you can depend on to be in your corner when everybody talking about you because you got too many girlfriends, you got too many boyfriends, you've been passed around. When everybody's saying stuff and you don't know if you can continue, get somebody who will encourage you when everything looks dark, because dark times don't come. Thank y'all for listening. I'm Luke. I'm an addict.